Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening in and around Redmond for the next 7 days. Jennifer, what is on the police beat?
The Redmond police are warning about new scam messages. They put out a heads up about scam messages going around that look like they're from the city. These messages are asking for things like permit payments or even wire transfers, which is not how the city operates. They're telling everyone to double check anything unexpected and to not send money or personal information without verifying it first. If something feels off, call the city customer service line at 425-556-7000 and confirm it directly with them.
And I hate these scammers because they're getting better and better at this phishing and making things look official.
Some of them look so authentic, and I know some people are falling for it. So people beware and watch out for yourselves.
If you're scamming people like this, would you guys just put half the effort into doing something useful instead of trying to be dum-dums about everything? Your life would be better. Our life would be better. Straighten up and fly right. Speaking of flying right, Jennifer, there's a massive drone light show happening Friday, May 8th and Saturday, May 9th at 9:15 at Merrimore Park. And this one is a big, full production. They're flying around 1,200 synchronized drones to tell a story about a runaway alien and a kid, all set to kind of a retro space soundtrack. This sounds like a really good show.
Yeah, I've heard about these drone shows. I've never seen one, but they're getting more popular.
Gates open at about 7:15 p.m., so if you want to grab food and hang out before it starts, tickets start around $36, and it runs about an hour. Might want to bring a blanket or a chair and plan ahead for parking.
There's a night market Saturday, May 9th, from 6 to 10 at Big Block Brewery. They're setting up vendor booths, live entertainment, and a bunch of activities while you hang out with a beer. It's free to get in, so you can just show up, walk around, and see what catches your attention. It's a good mix of food, local makers, casual social vibes. Earlier is better before it gets packed.
I love there are so many fun things to do at night in Redmond.
Yeah, it's the season, isn't it?
There's a free horse meet and greet happening Saturday at Farrell McWhorter Park. Everything's happening there. There's a horse meet and greet.
I'm going to meet a horse. I heard they're nice.
Part of a Year of the Horse celebration, and you'll get up close and personal with the farm's working horses. Kids can take photos. You can ask questions. You can ask the horse questions. Knock yourself out. And possibly you can even give the horse a hug. You know, I grew up on a horse farm, Jennifer. I used to give my horses a hug. It was so nice. They were so big and their necks are so big. I loved hugging horses. Except for my dad's horse, Hank. He was a jerk. It's all ages, but you do need to register ahead so they know how many people are coming. And you should probably wear closed-toed shoes and dress for being outside. And if my dad's horse, Hank, is there, I would wear closed-toed, steel-toed shoes.
There's a 2-day dance show happening Saturday, May 9th and Sunday, May 10th at Redmond Performing Arts Center. Saturday leans into Spain with a flamenco performer flying in from Cadiz, while Sunday shifts to Mexico with the World Youth Orchestra for a Mother's Day performance. You'll also see local dancers and students on stage, including kids from Puesta del Sol Elementary. Expect colorful costumes, live music, and a full production. Pick the theme you like and grab your tickets early.
There's a community writing group happening Wednesday, May 6th at 6 p.m. at the Redmond Library. This is a peer-led group where you can show up, work on your writing, and get feedback from other people doing the same thing. It's open to all genres and skill levels, so you don't need to be a polished writer or be published or anything to join. Bring something you're working on or just come to write. Either way, you're going to get an hour of focused time.
Okay, Dan, it's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and around Redmond. So, Dan, you are in the hot seat, and I've got a question for you.
Happy to be here. Try to stump me with your trivia question.
Kirkland was supposed to be the Pittsburgh of the West. What was going to be built there that never happened? Was it A, a car factory, B, a steel mill, C, a shipyard, or D, Amazon's first warehouse? And your time starts now.
Finally, I am 100%, 100% sure it is a steel mill, 100%. I don't even have to think about it. I find I am better when I don't think. Steel mill, final answer.
Well, you are correct on this one. British steel tycoon Peter Kirk came to the East Side in the 1880s planning to build a massive steel mill. They built the whole thing, including the foundry and rail connectors, but the panic of 1893 shut it all down before it ever produced a single piece of steel. Kirk eventually left the area, but the town kept its name anyway.
Where is Redmond Rumor Mill?
So here is a hot rumor we've been hearing lately. There is talk of a functional beverage bar that might be coming to the Cleveland Street corridor. Now, what we don't know yet is who is behind it, or if a lease is officially signed, or any of that stuff. But do you even know what a functional beverage bar might be, Jennifer? Because I've got news. I've never heard of this before.
A functional beverage bar? Is that a bar that functions and can dispense?
Yeah, they got faucets, running water, ice machine, the whole thing, Jennifer. That's what I would assume. No, so it's not that. I'm sure they do have running water, but it even goes deeper, Jennifer. Apparently, it's all these drinks built around things to, like, basically, I don't know, I want to say get you high, but give you an altered experience of what's going on. Legally, of course, Jennifer. You got your nootropics, your mushroom coffee, your CBD, that kind of stuff.
Ah,
what do you think about that?
Okay.
So, no alcohol, no sugar crash. They still make it sound healthy, though. No alcohol, no sugar crash. You're just going to get zoned out of your head on this stuff. So the question is, do you think this would work in Redmond? I don't know. Let us know. If you have a guess who is behind this or if you've heard something, head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill guesses post. Who has the best cheesesteak sandwich in Redmond? Go over to facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Your Picks post.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.